So anyways, I finally got a meeting with Bellamy, the Bacon Bits King. Now, I know my campaign's awesome. The problem is, everybody I talk to says Bellamy's a real ball breaker.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. Well, Nick, you're my brother, and you're incredibly successful.
Yes, I am.
I was hoping that maybe you could give me some tips that might give me an edge when I meet with him.
Okay, sure. Here's a good one. When you greet him, give him a good firm handshake and don't release until he does.
No. I want something different, something special.
Wear a red tie.
Power tie. That's Bush League. I'm talking about a secret weapon here, Nick.
Oh, secret weapon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know what you're after.
But if I tell you, you got to promise not to tell anybody else.
I promise. That's a sort of a long-term strategy. When's your meeting with Bellamy? Week from today.
Oh, not much time. But it might work. Yeah, okay, sure. Every time a penny passes through your hands, stick it up your ass.
What?
And then spend it.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah. I thought you were really going to help me. How does sticking pennies up my ass give me an edge when I meet with them?
You don't just stick them up your ass, you spend them. Now, like I said, it's a long-term strategy. I've been doing this for 11 years now. Every day for the past 11 years, I've stuck $30 in pennies up my ass. I use them for everything. Cab rides, movie theater, groceries.
What does that accomplish?
Will you listen? It's a lot of ass pennies I got out there, my friend. And here's where the magic comes in. When I meet with someone who intimidates me, who puts me on edge, a real hard ass, I just think to myself, they've probably handled one of my ass pennies. In fact, they probably have one in their pocket right then. That just seems to sort of give me the upper hand. I mean, hey, I haven't touched anything that's been in their ass. Hey, where's Bellamy like to eat?
He likes to eat at the pump room.
Great, here's what you do. Go to the bank today, get yourself $50 in pennies, stick them all up your ass.
Oh, please.
One at a time, of course. You go to the pump room, buy yourself a nice dinner, paying entirely in pennies. Now, they'll be using your pennies for next week at least. Bellamy goes in there to eat, he gets your ass pennies for change. By the time you meet with him, you know he's had something in his hand that you've had in your ass.
So?
So then you got the upper hand.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's just like imagining someone in their underwear.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, it works for me.
You know what? I used to look up to you. I used to think you really had it together.
Oh, I do have it together, little brother. You don't pull down 8 figures a year without having it together.
You don't have it together, Nick. You stick pennies up your ass for confidence. That's not having it together.
Do you think you're better than me?
I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't have to. It's written all over your face. You have any change in your pocket?
Why?
Take it out.
Why?
Go on. Take it out and take a good look at it. Oh, my. You've got a few pennies in there, don't you? I've been sticking $30 in pennies up my ass for the past 11 years. That's 3,000 pennies a day. 21,000 pennies a week. 1,092,000 pennies a year. To date, that's 12,012,000 pennies. 8 times the population of Nebraska. Those pennies were in my ass. You think you're better than me? Oh, you're not better than me. You handle my ass pennies every day. You pick up my ass pennies for good luck. You throw my ass pennies in fountains and make wishes on them. You give my ass pennies to your little daughter to buy gumballs with. You handle my ass pennies every day. All of you. You all handle my ass pennies. I laugh at you before you can laugh at me. Because your pennies have been in my ass.
You hear me? Your pennies have been in my ass.